cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime
blues. I saw you in school today. This is what I got to say. You're a honey, a honey, worth more to me than money, cuter to me than a rosebud. I love you forever if you be my girl. Ask you out, that's what I'm talking about. I'm gonna make the date. I better not wait. Hey, Teresa, why the way you've got eyes that sparkle, hair that's soft like an angel. I love you, Teresa, Teresa. Hope you'll be my girl. Hey, Teresa, I saw you this good today. This is what I got to say. Worth more to me than money, cuter to me than a rosebud. I love you, Teresa, Teresa. Hope you'll be my girl.
Monday morning, Monday. other day.
Every other day.
Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah.
Paranormal Playground sounds of Boston Medium. WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Tufts Freeform Radio.
Monday, Monday. Trust that day. Monday, Monday. It just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday. Won't go away. Monday, Monday. It's here to stay.
Are now tuning in to Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO in Medford. Woo!
Shake it up, baby. Now twist and shout. Shake it up, baby. Come on and work it on out. You know you move real good, girl. You know you move real fine. Come on and move a little closer. Now show the world that you're mine. You know you got me going like I knew.
Here we are on the Paranormal Playground Sounds, WMFO, Medford. It is the Boston Medium here. Sorry about that. Some technical issues going on, but we're all good. I think we're all good. We're all good. We're all good in the hood. Ooh, there we go. I'm feeling the feedback, and it feels good. I'm feeling it. It feels good. I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it? Here we go. All right, we're here.
Thank you. cry. And nobody's crying but me. Friends all over know I'm dry to forget about how much I care for you. It's all over, but the dreaming, poor little dreams that keep trying to come true. It's all over, but the cry. And I can't get over crying over you. It's all over but the crying,
and nobody's crying but me.
Friends all over know I'm trying
about how much I care for you.
It's all over but the dreaming, poor little dreams that keep trying to come true. It's all over but the crying,
and I can't get.
Hello, hello, hello. It is right here, the Paranormal Playground Sounds on WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Reform Radio. It is your host, the Boston Medium. And wow, we are having a explicitly wacky show. things went real circus to real serious real quick. I'm about to tell you some weird supernatural things that just basically happened, and I'm still in a little bit of awe, and I'm just like, I'm still trying to like really, I'm still trying to like process and put it all together, like what just happened. And it was just like intense, but right now we're just gonna go to their PSA. And I'm gonna tell you, this is exciting. I mean, this is, I'm telling you, when I tell you I know how to speak to vinyl records, I can speak to spirit through vinyl records, I am not even kidding. I am not even like on the brink of joking. I am telling you everything clear cut. All right, let's get on to it. Alternate scouting PSA. The Baden Powell Service Association is an alternate national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about the co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.pbsaus.org or by calling 636-542-8855. The public service message from Baden Powell Service Association and WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. All right, so lo and behold, the first vinyl album that I pop out. Woo-wee, hold on 1 second. Okay, the first vinyl album I'm popping out right here was the Mamas and the Papas. So, you know, I'm putting it down Monday. I'm holding down the vinyl. Great. So I go to switch over and just everything completely went blank. I am not even kidding. And I was just like, okay, there was no sound coming out. And I was just like, what is going on here? And I was just like, did I do something? And I literally, it was like, it was nothing. It really, literally, it was just one of those things where the equipment did not want to cooperate. And I was just like, great. I was like, all right, spirit, what's going on here? Can you just turn everything back on? And then boom, it turned back on. And so I'm looking at it and I'm like, I wonder if that girl from the Mamas and Papas is trying to communicate with me, because I know she passed on and I saw this thing on TV about haunted houses and they did a special on her. And I was just like, she immediately popped in my head. So I just, you know, I went to look up her name and her, you know, and everything and her birth. And usually when spirits cross over and they're communicating with me, they'll let me know, you know, usually sometimes the date, if it's near the date of their death or the date of their birth. And so I looked up and I was like, okay, she passed on July 29th, 1974. Not really around this. It's not really a close, accurate date to right now. So I was just like, I know this is you. I was just like, you know, I'm not even going to front. I'm not even going to try to pry it out or try to question it. It's you. So, you know, we'll go with the flow. I got you. We're here. Let's communicate. You know, I saw immediately, you know, I saw her figure and around me, I was like, oh, there you go. So she appeared immediately when I was just like, I got you. So basically, and that is an example of what goes on when immediately you can connect directly to them and you let them know you of certainty that they're there. If you, when we're in the midst of the energy of questioning and we're like, I don't know, is it just my mind? And it's okay for you to have that, because you do need to discern. You do need discernment, because sometimes it is sometimes our own projections, and we need to know how to discern that, you know, especially as me being a medium, I need, out of all people, I need to know. So, you know, it took me like 2 seconds to get from discerning to knowing. So immediately after, I was like, all right, let's boogie. I'm down to play another vinyl. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do the vinyl through readings. I'm going to do a reading through the vinyls, as I usually do. And I closed my eyes and I waved my hand. I was like, let's see what's going on in the spirit world. Vinyl, tell me. And, you know, you can use them like a tarot card. Use it like a... Yeah, like the vinyl. I use the vinyl like the tarot cards. And so I put my hand down and I open up this vinyl to this musician I don't even know. How do you even say his name? Hold on. I'm trying to figure out. I can't, because this is all like the writing is weird. Hold on. 1 second. What is this dude's name? Jaru. Oh my goodness, I can't even pronounce it. Anyways, as I look up pronouncing his name correctly so I can say this, let's get to the point. The album is called Heart's Horizon. Why this is a big shocker and why I was just like, wow, because it shows Case Elliott's cause of death was a heart attack. Why am I putting my first hand on the vinyl that says Heart's Horizon? Immediately when I took this, I was like, yep, she's in the studio with us right now. Yep, it's going on. All right, what do you want to say? You know? I got you. Let me look up his name. There we go. We got it. Jaru. There we go. What the heck is that noise? Is he hearing other noise? Al Jaru. Okay. Grammy doesn't da 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 da. Well, we're going to see what the song sounds like, because I don't even know what this is. I've never heard him before. I picked it up, and this is how we do readings through vinyl, and I could communicate and know that that was her through picking up this vinyl. Thank you. So this is how this paranormal stuff works. So I wasn't joking when I was telling you that I went from circus clown to real serious, because it was like that. Let's play some of this, and we can play this, and I'll get back to you, and we can accumulate, and I'm gonna feel into the song, I'm gonna feel into spirit and see what's going on, what is the excitement that spirit wants to communicate and Case Elliott wants to communicate from the mamas and the papas, because apparently she's right here, she's here in it. So I mean, this should be fairly the amount of excitement that's going on. Here we go. This is Heart's Horizon by Al Jaru.
Slowly fade while you're sleeping, and how the guitars will be quiet. you should look at me, not just now, when I'm looking around, when my guard is down, pieces on the ground. In a twinkling and blinking eye, you'll be singing a lullaby. Say just how you can turn it around when a face is found, even on the ground. Lullaby, now don't you cry, my Susan Ryan. So lullaby and tell them why there's no denying.
That was intense right there. Okay, so that was a song by Al Jarreau, Heart's Horizon. Wow, that was Heart's Horizon. Wow, that was crazy. So let me just come back and inform you about what was going on and kind of just like the gist of basically why I played that. Sorry, I'm still kind of in awe because I looked up the lyrics and this is actually something very new that just kind of formed at the moment right now and part of the expansion of Paranormal Playground Sound. So pardon me if I'm just like, what is going on? I mean, this is what it's all about. The Paranormal Playground Sound, I'm telling you. This is what happens here. We're here in expansion. We're playing in the galaxy. We're playing in the stars. We are playing with spirit. Spirit is playing with us, and I've invited them, and this is what we do here. So, you know, you could call me crazy all you want. Just not, you know. The reality is that this is the reality. Excuse me. So, let me recap about all of this. So basically, I got the Mamas and the Papas album. I played it, you know, Monday. And what happened was, after playing like the second song, everything just went completely off. Everything turned off. And it was just like, okay, okie dokie. And I was like, okay, what's going on here? Yeah, everything just shut off. There was nothing wrong. There really wasn't anything wrong. Nothing's going on with equipment. It just shut down. I was like, okay, whatever. Spirit, bring it back because we got to do this. Everything comes back. I go back, you know, playing some Betty Goodman, playing some the good stuff, you know. Glenn Miller and, you know, Frank Sinatra and, you know, soothing. And I'm just like, I looked up, you know, her name's Elia Case. You know, she died actually of a heart attack, you know, and I wanted to find evidence, you know, is this you? Because I could feel it was her. I could see her. And I was just like, all right, one more discernment. Took me a minute to get to that place. And I was like, all right. So I put my hand on the vinyl without even knowing. I take out this other vinyl and I was like, I'm going to do a reading through the vinyl records. And it says, Al Jarreau, and I put my hand on it, goes Heart's Horizon. The first word is Heart's Horizon, and immediately that's an indication, that's evidence that that was Elia Case, because she had passed through a heart attack. They come in, it's the evidence that's clear of when they show you evidence something. When you ask them, okay, is this you, the next related thing is gonna, they're gonna show you something related. So I was like, okay, we're gonna do a reading through this. So I just played that. That was actually a very beautiful song called, you know, Heart's Horizon. I've never heard of it, never heard of this artist. Now I know this artist. Now I'm going to look more into him. This is great. This is amazing. This is how you discover new music. This is just so much fun. And not only do you get to talk to spirit, they get to expose us to new artists, which is so beautiful. And so I'm listening to, did you guys, you just heard that song, right? Oh my God, it was gorgeous. So now I'm looking up at the lyrics and now I'm getting extra freaky because it is, it's very magical. It's very inspiring. Okay, so can you just stay with me right here? Because I'm actually going to read the lyrics. I'm reading these lyrics because this is the message that Elliot Case basically incorporated into the communication, and I'm going to go into it, and I'm going to see why she revealed these lyrics and played this song, and it's actually very inspiring. So let me read it from the beginning. A lullaby, my little geisha, hush, you're crying. A lullaby you might recall when times are trying. And sing every day all that you're realizing. Know every song sung in lightness and laughter. And don't play too long in the blues that come after. Take her along. Conquer your mountains again. Wow, that's amazing. I love that. And don't play too long in the blues that come after. A lullaby, my little guy, the moon is rising. You'll awake to see a sight that's worth the prizing. That new morning star high on your heart's horizon. If you're the one that always says, be gone, be bygones. And when you look, you've lost the one that you rely on. Look deep in your heart. There's something to keep your eye on. Cold, distant stars slowly fade while you're sleeping, and hollow guitars will be quietly weeping. So paint the skies with your bright, shining castle in Spain. Wow. Among the things you do each day, here's one for trying. Give it all the give again and find reply in that new morning star, high on your heart's horizon. Look it over, so much to see. Did I say you should look at me? Not just now, when I'm looking around, when my guard is down, peace is on the ground. In a twinkle, in a blinking eye, you'll be singing a lullaby. Say just how you can turn it around when a faith is found, even on the ground. Beautiful. Lullaby, now don't you cry, my Susan Ryan. So lullaby and tell them why. There's no denying that new morning star. High on your heart's horizon. There's a new morning star high on your heart's horizon. How beautiful. I'm going to look up more. That looks like, is that like his son and his daughter? Who has Susan Ryan? So this was directly to someone. And it's just about hope and keeping faith and positivity and optimism. And that's, you know, I'm going to, so right now I'm going to give a live reading with Case Elliott and really go into this and go into the energy of this song. Stay with me. Sorry. We got this going. Hold on. 1 second. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here with you. I'm here in the light. I'm here with you. Here in the light. Here in the beauty. Okay. Okay. Now we're ready. We're ready for this. Okay. What is the message right now? Going with Case Elliott and this beautiful experience we just had right here on Paranormal Playground Sounds. Okay, she's bringing this energy where she's talking about when we go outside and every time we leave the house to get dressed, she's saying, remembering that when everything that we get dressed, what we look like, all this stuff, it's never really going to matter. The images, we can wear as many great clothing, as many different bright clothing we want. We can paint our faces. We can have this side of haircut. We can do all these things to create this image of attractiveness, appealing, or whether it's being attractive or whether it's being appealing or whether it, or even if you just look, you dress down and you don't even care about your appearance, but you're still associating yourself with certain kinds of clothes. No matter what it is, the feel, no matter what the mood is, understanding that they are all just images. The real clothing and the real dress and the real thing that people are going to see is that vibrant spirit that is in you, that vibrant, magnetic, beautiful force that is just beaming from your beautiful soul. So when you go out into the day and we go out and present ourselves, remember that haircut ain't really gonna matter. The makeup isn't really gonna matter. That whether you're thin or skinny or big or fat or, you know, built in shape, scrawny, not in shape, whatever it is, appealing, not appealing, whatever you believe is the standard is never going to amount to that energy you're going to give to people. The real clothing, the real sunshine. And she's saying, go back to that Annie quote. You're never fully dressed without a smile. And go back to that. Go back to that smile. What can we give? What can we give each other? What is the exchange that we are giving? Not what we are looking like, not what we're presenting, not the image. What can we give? And she's talking about this because she was someone who's not the standard, you know. She's telling me right now, she was not the standard beauty type. You know, she was bigger. She died of a heart attack. She was overweight, you know. You know, she had health problems because of this. She wasn't the standardized beauty out there in media, but she was very successful with her music and what she gave and the harmonies and the unity that she had with the mamas and the papas and what was going on with the music. The music got communicated. No matter what kind of darkness was around, no matter what was happening, it was the music that was getting communicated. And so that's what she focused on, and that's what she heard, and that's what her life revolved around. It wasn't revolving around, oh no, I'm not fitting in, I don't look like this, I don't look like that. She went after her dream despite not fitting that, you know, image. So it goes back to this, and it goes back to she's, and how is it, you know, coming back to relating to this song and the lyrics that we just saw in this, and it's talking about faith, and it's talking about really seeing the good. And it's just, it feels like this cosmic masterpiece of a painting that someone wrote, that somebody like just put in visual, this song, as I read the lyrics, Hearts on Horizon. It's hopeful, it's strength, it's optimism, it's bringing you back to the now, it's bringing us here. And I love when he just said this first part, and don't play too long in the blues that come after. Take her along. Oh, wow. Don't play too long in the blues that come after. How beautiful and how gorgeous is this? It just feels like I'm reading the lyrics, but it feels like a nice, beautiful painting in the cosmos. This is a very interesting artist, and I'm really, thank you so much. And I feel like not only did we get that guidance and that gift from Case Elliott, she introduced me and introduced all of you, if you haven't heard of him, Al Jarreau. Introduced this beautiful spirit to us. I'm going to look more into him. I'm going to listen to more of his music. That was absolutely a beautiful song, but it was just, it not only was just beautiful, it was just uplifting, and it was a good energy, and it felt like a healing tone almost that was in there, and that's why she brought it. She wanted to bring that healing tone and the message of good health and the message of understanding how important it is to take care of ourselves, how important it is, because one thing I hear her telling me right now is that what she wished is that she did take better care of her health, what was going on in the inside, you know. There was an internal struggle. That's what the manifestation of the internal struggle was going on. With that health complication. So take care of yourself, be good to yourself, love yourself, and understand that appearance, you know, is only on the outside surface. And understanding, you know, if we're spending all of our time wasting upon, you know, how we look and who, you know, what, how other people see us, we're just wasting our lives away. And what a good message. I need to hear that. I definitely need to hear that. You know, we all need to hear that. So thank you so much, Case Elliott. Thank you. And thank you for introducing us to and bringing us a song. So that was my very first live here. I've done vinyl readings before, but not really. I haven't done it here on the Paranormal Playground FM here on WMFO. So this is our very first vinyl reading. I was expecting to just play the vinyl. I got really excited, but I'm going to come back and let you understand this is what that does. When we tap into that child, like, see, that wasn't even a forced excitement. That was something that was very true and honest. I was very excited about playing vinyl. And I'm almost getting, like, teary because I love vinyl so much because I speak to vinyl. I can hear the spirit through vinyl. And vinyl records talk to me. And I get insight from them. I've been speaking to them ever since. I remember the very first vinyl record that spoke to me was the Grandmaster Flash White Lines. I am not joking. The very first vinyl album that spoke to me, talked to me literally. I was in meditation and I saw a vinyl record in front of me. It just appeared in my vision. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And I was aware that I was talking to this vinyl record. Later on that night, I go out dancing and I won a dance contest. Guess what the first prize was? A Grandmaster Flash White Lines vinyl. And I won that vinyl. That's when I had the vision of the vinyl. I saw it. And that's how I knew. I'm like, I'm talking to vinyl. That's how I knew it. It was very beautiful. And so this is that beautiful experience. And I know I'm going to have more experiences where we do the vinyl readings for Tuesday. And this is how we do it, you know. This is how we play. This is how I roll. This is how we roll. This is the Boston Medium. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is the spirit world and love and unity and bringing that paranormal magic together. And it feels so good. I'm so grateful. I'm in such high gratitude. And yeah, let me just go right back to that. When I was saying, when you are in such high gratitude, you are in so much love, guess what? The universe is going to reveal to you all of the mysteries that are going on, all of the mysteries that are here. And I love you, every single one of you who are listening, and I love you, every single spirit who is here. You have no idea how much I am in gratitude that you talk to me, because I'm here and I'm listening. And that is what it is. It's not just me that I'm the medium and I have this gift and I'm the only one who can do this. And, you know, I'm so special and no one else has the ability. No, the only difference is that I'm open. The only difference is that I'm accepting and I'm believing and I'm delivering the messages and I accept. You can do the same thing too, but you really have to step into that belief. You have to step into that childlike mode of belief and look at what that lyrics of the song were. It was all about that. It was all about believing. And what a great message to have and a great message to share and just be here in this moment. And I'm in awe of what went on in these 2 hours. I just absolutely in awe. I was not expecting any of this. Honest to God, I was not expecting any of this. So I'm really happy about what went on today, and I'm really grateful, and I'm so excited about the vinyl. I'm telling you right now, I am absolutely head over heels excited about playing more vinyl and exploring more of the spirit world here with you guys as I'm here, because I just feel like it keeps unfolding, and it keeps unfolding, and it hasn't really stopped unfolding, and that's what's so beautiful about it, right? It's really, really magical. Oh man. So you are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is the Boston Medium here in 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I just want to thank you all again. Thank you so much again for tuning in every single week. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening and appreciating all the viewers. That the feedback I've gotten so far is so positive. It's unbelievable, and I'm really grateful for that. And I'm just really, really thankful that you all are appreciating what I do, because I love this and I love every moment of it. It's just I'm just feeling inspired. So much inspiration going on. So I'm gonna leave you here with some Ella. And I will see you guys next week. I'll be here every Tuesday, 1 to 3 p.m. on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I love you some more. And I love you, Eddie Cochran. Thank you so much with your wild spirit. You are the bomb. Woohoo!
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worry behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz,
fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
But in your dreams, whatever they be, you've got to make me a promise.
Oh, yeah.
Promise to me
you'll dream.
Dream a little dream of me.
This one's called Shambles. 1, 2, 3, 4.